One of the world's most acclaimed dance choreographers, Rochester's Garth Fagan, will be celebrated with a series of events throughout this next year. WXXI's Jeff Spivak visited with Fagan and Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra principal pops conductor Jeff Tysik to talk about the upcoming show at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater called 50 Years of Garth Fagan Dance.
Time. You can't live with it. You can't live without it. For Garth Fagan, the numbers are 50 and 80. That's 50 years that Fagan has made Rochester his home, and that's 80 years on the personal odometer, with years of collaborations, including with Duke Ellington.
Duke was my mentor, and Duke cursed me out after a performance in Ontario, Canada.
During that matinee performance, and aware that he would be dancing that night as well, Fagan confesses he simply went through the motions.
And honey, Duke said, don't you ever do that again. I don't know who that was out there dancing. That was not you. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And it was a blessing. And those were mentors that cared.
So for those who count anniversaries and birthdays as career milestones, this is Fagan's year. He's teaming up with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra for a show called 50 Years of Garth Fagan Dance. He'll join his friend, jazz pianist Monty Alexander, for a similar retrospective at the Rochester International Jazz Festival in June. Garth Fagan Dance and its audiences experience the world together.
Different languages, different attitudes, difference that audiences bring into the theater with them, what they ate, what they discussed at home, what they saw on TV or whatever, you know. All of that, it energizes the performances. It hurls things at the performances. And we either catch them or we let them fall.
Fagan is a Tony Award winner for his choreography on the Broadway hit The Lion King. His dancers move to the sounds of classical, jazz, African and Caribbean music. Sexually hot duets, black street sensibilities, and bird-like ballet poses erupt into athletic leaps. No combination is unthinkable. Fagan's collaborators now include Jeff Tysik, principal pops conductor of the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. He first saw Fagan's dancers in 1969 when he was a student at the Eastman School of Music.
I was so enthralled with the human body, the movement to music, but with also the musicians being right there. It was an incredible experience. And it was a dream of mine at that point to work with Garth.
That dream would take decades to materialize with 50 years of Garth Fagan Dance. Tysik feels the shadow of Ellington and his longtime accompanist, the pianist and arranger Billy Strayhorn. Ellington's Take the A-Train will be a part of the Fagan tribute.
But when I'm in the room working on it, I feel like Duke and Billy are looking over my shoulder. I feel like they're in the room. So there's a deep, transcendent, spiritual thing that happens in those moments when you're creating something, and I'm sure Garth has a similar kind of experience because that's where the creation comes from.
Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.